Dictation for Theresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Haskell, H-A-S-K-E-L-L, April 1568. Addresses a letter to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, 8025029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, an urgent consultation for Mrs. Haskell with advanced renal failure. Comes accompanied with husband, a diagnosis of FSGS back in 22 years with a redo biopsy about 2 years ago. Used to see nephrology when she was living at Mississippi 3-4 years back before the coronavirus pandemic. She doesn't recall details, but progressively now she's feeling tired, diffuse body pain, and arthritis of the knees, no anti-inflammatory agents, appetite is down, weight for the most part is stable, frequent nausea, sometimes vomiting in the morning, better through the day, no dysphagia, no abdominal pain, has esophageal reflux treated with Pepcid, prior Prilosec discontinue, also takes some Tums, constipation, no bleeding, no diarrhea, some foaminess of the urine, no cloudiness of blood, some frequency urgency, last infection in the urine a few years back, stable edema below the knees, no open ulcers, no claudication symptoms, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, no major dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no oxygen inhalers, sleep apnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, some itching of the skin without any rash, some nasal congestion, which is chronic, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diagnosis of FSGS 22 years back. He does not recall taking any immunosuppressants or cancer-like medications. Diabetes within the last few years, never been on insulin. No documented retinopathy or peripheral neuropathy or foot ulcers. Long-term history of hypertension, probably as long as FSGS. Presently taking only Lasix, history of gout, mostly on ankle and feet. Last episode a number of months ago, denies history of the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS stroke seizures, no coronary artery disease or heart problems, denies chronic liver disease, she's not aware of gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, no kidney stones. There has been prior axillary hidradenitis suppurativa on the right side. Next paragraph, surgeries, twice renal biopsy, the last one 2 years ago, cold bladder removal, benign lesion removed on the right breast, tubal ligation, assist of ovary, benign, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, side effects to amoxicillin with a rash. Next paragraph, no smoking, pressing or pass, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, she believes a younger sister with also similar problems of FSGS. And on the mother's side, a cousin with also FSGS. She has a daughter which is healthy. Next paragraph, pressing medications include iron, vitamin C, Lasix, Pepcid, vitamin D, vitamin B12, melatonin, fiber, no anti-inflammatory agents. Prior Lipitor discontinue, takes no blood pressure medicine. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 190, height 62. Inches tall, blood pressure 144/88 on the right, 142/90 on the left. no respiratory distress, alert or intestine sign free, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid, no gross masses or lymph nodes, no localized valvulitis, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, no ascites, tenderness or masses, overweight of the abdomen, 3+ edema below the knees, no neurological deficit, normal pulses. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are November, creatinine 3.6 back in August, 3.8 back in August, 3.6. Present GFR 12, stage 5, normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis between 19 and 22, normal albumin, elevated calcium 11.2, 11.7, liver function test NAP elevated, glucose 120s to 140s, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.7, present MCV of 91. Last A1C of 6.2, PTH elevated 947. A kidney ultrasound, November 22nd, right sided 11.8, left sided 10.3, no obstruction. There is cyst on the right kidney, which are considered benign, simple, no urinary retention. A renal biopsy dated from February 2020, global glomerulosclerosis, severe interstitial fibrosis, and moderate arteriolar hyalinosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, PKD stage 5. Next number, non-history of FSGS for the last 22 years, and assuming primary type, that has progressed. Not clear if she ever received immunosuppressants or not. Next number, anemia. Iron studies to be updated. Potential EPO treatment or intravenous iron. Next number, hypertension. Presently fair. Next number, elevated calcium and PTH. That's not typical for advanced renal failure. You normally see low calcium, high phosphorus. That's not her case. There might be a component of primary hyperparathyroidism. At some point, we will do a nuclear medicine scan of the parathyroid glands. Next number, comments. We spent a long time discussing the meaning of advanced renal failure. She has early symptoms of uremia. She needs to prepare for dialysis. She needs an AV fistula. Discuss in-center dialysis versus at home, including peritoneal dialysis or home hemodialysis, needs an AV fistula. We're going to refer her to surgery, discuss about a renal transplant. We are going to add low dose of Rocaltrol to see if we can bring down the parathyroid. We will watch very carefully on calcium. We discuss about the need for blood tests probably every 2 weeks. We start dialysis based on symptoms. She has some symptoms of uremia, but not severe. No encephalopathy, no pericarditis, no pulmonary edema. Still making good amount of urine. She does have edema. She needs to be careful with salt fluid restrictions. Continue same dose of Lasix, potentially increase it further for blood pressure, calcium, and edema control. Plan to see her back on the next 4 weeks or so. End of dictation.